So it's a big urology podcasting love-in, Renu.
It really is. A long-awaited one.
GU Oncology podcasting royalty we're in the presence of today.
We sure are.
So this is a big conjoined podcast between myself and Renu, GU cast.
Your amigos, myself and Tom.
And Onco Alert. Just me, Gil.
Yeah, it's great.
Gil with a big team behind him. Yeah.
The Onco Alert community. So we thought we'd have a bit of fun together, because we know a lot of listeners and viewers to all three podcasts probably listen a bit to each other, and then maybe we have some audience we can share and pick up from each other.
It's amazing how APCCC attracts all the podcasters.
Yes, we are here in Lugano.
Yeah.
It is gorgeous, isn't it?
Pretty nice.
Prostate cancer meeting.
Yeah, what are you guys doing?
I'm waiting for the kidney cancer.
Yeah.
I mean, is that tomorrow?
It's Sunday.
So we decided we're going to ask a couple of questions first.
Yeah.
We're going to interview your amigos.
Yeah, to the podcasters that inspired us.
Exactly.
Yeah, so I'm a big fan of yours. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that.
I don't miss an episode.
Yeah, that's sweet.
Yeah, guys are great.
We wanted to ask you, why and how did you start your amigos, Brian and Tom?
Yeah, I can start. I mean, I think Tom and I talk almost every day, and we were talking.
We weren't talking every day before then, were we?
And,
I don't think we were. I think you're giving the wrong impression.
It was probably early 2020.
It was during the pandemic, wasn't it?
It was just before the pandemic.
It's very same time.
It was. Tom interrupts me a lot. And it was.
I actually don't think that's right.
It was.
This is what we're used to.
Hey, we should do a podcast. This sort of thing. It was just sort of a spitball idea of let's do. We didn't even know how to do it or how to record, and we're still struggling with that.
No, but it started badly. It went downhill, and the worse thing about the end, the better. As far as I remember.
More successful.
Yeah. Then the pandemic hit, and I think that's what really kickstarted it.
Yeah. It deteriorated during the pandemic,
and then we had all these topics and et cetera, and then we just sort of built listeners, and then it just sort of fed upon itself.
So were you guys in the same room when you started the podcast?
This is the first time I've seen you for months.
We're almost never in the same room.
Right.
No, wow. I do not. Occasionally there are advisory boards and we have to be together. And those big rooms at ASCO, we find ourselves there but on separate sides.
Oh. Yeah. The long table.
Yeah.
But how many in the group? Because your amigos is you guys, but you do have...
An extended family. Silky and Sweeney.
The origin of the Your Amigos was...
It's important to say Silky actually does lots of our prostate podcasts with us.
Silky and Chris do a lot of our prostate.
Yeah. And they're fabulous.
The origin of the Your Amigos group, which is eight, was... We were all on Twitter. We thought it was not that great and a lot of self-adulatory. We thought the content was bad. Not bad. We thought the content wasn't as good as it can be scientifically. So we said, and each one of us didn't tweet that much. What if we band together and put out high-quality scientific tweets?
So my recollection was completely different. Yeah. My recollection was the second part, which I think is right, is none of us were comfortable on Twitter. And we were all uncomfortable. We all said, I wouldn't mind doing it, but I don't want to do it by myself. And it was a case of safety in numbers. Yeah. And then we were all tweeting from the same account, but it came apparent we weren't very good at it.
You guys were amazing.
No, we really weren't. And so then what happened is Brian and I said, look, we're not good at writing, which is true. Yeah. Are we better at talking? And that was the key. That's how the podcast started.
Yeah, no, that's
and
fair.
And I think we're pretty poor at both, to be honest.
But you realise there was comedic value in that.
Yes, I think that's the only reason people listen to us.
Well, certainly one of the reasons we enjoyed it. We said that format's very popular, the banter between the hosts, and we thought, that seems to be a really key ingredient to have audience engagement, is having some banter and stuff like that. So we have tried to copy the banter.
But I think that's why it's so impressive you guys weren't in the same room. Stop it.
Would you like the microphone back?
The banter is usually better when you're in the same location, but you guys somehow seem to just make it work.
Yeah, I think we've done 325 podcasts.
Yeah, so you put out a lot.
We do put out a lot.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so I think you just sort of learn when somebody's about to say something.
Yeah.
Tom's always about to say something.
Yeah,
right?
I have to fight
for my seconds. Yeah. But you're right, we've done some in the same room here, and it's a whole lot easier when you can read and kind of, read body language. Yeah.
But Brian, we've talked a lot about ourselves. Why don't we ask other people to talk about
us? Yeah, come on.
Yeah, very generous.
Turn over there, Onco Alert. Say, Onco Alert's on the corner.
Tell us about Onco Alert.
Onco Alert. What's there to say about Onco Alert?
I think it's incredibly successful.
When did it start? Yeah,
I've told you've had 20 million impressions at this meeting. Can I tell you a bit about Brian? I'm not talking about myself too much.
But he's talking again.
He's interrupting himself.
We haven't actually launched anything yet, have we, Brian? Because the swim this morning took longer than we expected. And you've had 20 million impressions. Well, how does one achieve 20 million impressions at an APCCC meeting?
Very easy. I mean, it's not us. It's all our colleagues that are actually tweeting the whole time. They're Onco alerting. So, I mean, when you work as a team, when everybody's kind of sharing, it's easy.
And you're putting out so many tweets, and I think they're very relevant. You've got lots of people doing that. How have you built that family so effectively?
Well, I mean, it's been just time. We've been around for about 5 years. Yeah. We started in March of 2019, exactly 1 week before my son was born.
Oh, wow.
So you can imagine how happy my wife was when I was there with my phone all the time.
Man.
Oh, God. Yeah. She forgave me. Eventually, she forgave Onco Alert. And, you know, the rest is history. So she allows me to continue, and I take full advantage of it.
You made those fabulous videos, I remember, where you summarised the week's data and you talked super fast. Did you train to talk that fast, or did you do good at it?
I did.
Do you know how fast you talk?
Yeah.
No.
Basically, I just heard the Your Amigos podcast, and I just decreased the speed by half, and then I just trained up on that, and I kind of worked on it. I'm getting there, Tom, but maybe in like 10 years.
I love those videos. I thought they were fabulous.
So what's the spectrum of what you do? It's videos, tweets?
It's webinars, podcasts, the weekly newsletter.
Wow.
We do the videos, the roundups, anything we can possibly do that we think is going to actually help our colleagues. That's what we do.
When you got those charts, you know, I sometimes see those human actually produced charts, and you're always number one on the charts. Brian and I don't even appear. when you produce those charts, how is that? I mean, that must be. Is that based on the volume of tweets you're putting out, or is that because people are coming into your tweets? What is it? What have you created? How have you created the most popular Twitter sort of meeting account?
See, but I think. With
we just go and get a drink
really
or something.
I consider Onco Alert just being number one. It's everyone that is within Onco Alert. So normally it's like 1 to 10.
Yes.
But if you look at least 8 of those are part of Onco Alert. So Onco Alert is all those people that are in there. This is just the account that kind of represents about 160 faculty.
Do you want to give a shout out to your big faculty? Who
absolutely.
Are and who are those people? I mean, obviously, one or two of those.
Alphabetically, or how do you want? Right, no. But we have an amazing faculty. We have people that have been around from the beginning. You know, Tony Schreri, who has been just so supportive. Silke, you. I mean, that we have so many people that have been there from the beginning. And it's just... it's so great to be able to have initiatives and have people that believe in you and say, you know what, we'll be there. We'll support you. So,
I think you're doing something fabulous.
Well,
here.
I think y'all are you.
Yeah, great.
It's all about a similar sort of service, isn't it? To try and you know, educate ourselves and you know, exchange ideas. I mean, podcasting is great for that.
I mean, I think we would do it if it was just Tom and I listening. Honestly, like we have a lot of fun doing it.
Yes.
That's a really great comment to make. So it's not so
we
much.
Probably
we
would.
Get smart. I get smarter about bladder and prostate cancer and kidney cancer.
I think they did one of those things. You know, when the people go into a house, Big Brother stuff, and people, and they did it once. But they when they did it for a whole week, and they, you know, they excluded people, more people, and then in the end, people came out. And then when he came out, they realized they weren't actually broadcasting at all. It's an experiment where they were doing it without broadcasting it. So people have done that experiment.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Where I know it's not got any relevance.
You're quite skeptical.
I know where he was.
I know it's got no, but the point is, you know, people have done that experiment where no one was actually listening. You know, when a tree falls in a wood, can anyone hear?
How about do you cast? Tell us.